Why nobody thinks like that was a side picture.
Hi, thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Tina.
Hey, fans, this is Scott. Talked to you a while ago, Billy Manus.
Yes. Hi, Scott. How are you?
Doing good.
Okay, so let me pull up your account again, and then we'll see here. Okay, so you said it was going to be a different card. Is that why you're calling so I can update it?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's still the same billing address on East 61st Street?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, so go ahead with the number when you're ready.
It would be, hang on here, 4451.
Okay.
7,000.
Got it.
8537.
Okay.
6771.
6771. And expiration?
0427.
427. And then the little code on the back?
618.
Okay. So I will get your authorization, and then you will be good to go. So just bear with me. We'll make sure everything processes. That way you
is this even due like every first of the month?
The billing is on the – oh, I just clicked a button and got out of that page. Let me create the new invoice, and it'll – oh, it's on the – yep, the first of each month. So you're paid in full till April 1st, okay?
Okay.
Okay, yeah, and I sent you that email on the other program, so I'll touch base around the end of the month if you need 4 weeks. That way, if you're ready to go by then, we can get it set up and get that application fee going, okay, and the application filled out for you.
Okay, sounds good. Now, should I be able to get on my website now? Everything should be good?
Yep. If you try to log on your dashboard, you'll have full access again. If you try and it doesn't give you access, then just wait 15 minutes or so, and it will give you access, but you should be able to get on right away.
Okay, let me see.
Then the orange banner will be removed within one business day.
Okay. Let's see here.
Probably today,
though. Wasn't there a lead or something like that y'all had?
Yeah, the lead was here. I'll copy it and I'll put it in a text message just so you have the guy's number, but you can also see it on your dashboard once you log in. So I want to make sure that in case
I'm on my website, but I don't know.
They didn't put a message. They just put John Small, small underscore John at usevroklahoma.com. I don't know what that is. And then he didn't leave his, he didn't leave a message, but he did leave his phone number and address of 820 Danforth Road. So I'll send this to you in a
text. Is that in Oklahoma?
I don't know. Let me Google it and see what it says.
I think it's,
because it's weird because, well, he's a 619 area code, which belongs to San Diego. So unless he's like recently moved there from San Diego or something, but let me see. Okay.
Hey, is my,
Yeah. But let me look here. Danforth Road. Let me see if I can find any insight on it. Oh, there is one in Edmond, 820 West Danforth Road in Edmond. I don't know if that's close to you or not, but it could be also in another area because he didn't put the state. Oh, it must be because his email was usevroklahoma or oklahoma.com. Let me go to that site and see what that is.
Okay, I think, let's see, welcome log into your workspace. Is that what this is?
No, the workspace is so that you can get emails through the website, but what you need to do is log into the dashboard. So if you go to my.localsplash.com.
Can I do that on my website or not?
No, not on the website. So let me send you a login. You would just go to a regular browser and put my.localsplash.com, or if you want to wait for just a second, you can click on the link that I'm sending you. It'll have that link too. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then it'll ask you for a username and password, and then I'll tell you what it is. It'll also be in the email, but
okay.
Let me just see here. Oh, the password is blank. So that means that at some point you reset it. If you think you know what it is, I'll leave it alone. I won't touch it. But if you're not sure, I can reset a temporary password so that you can guaranteed get in. And then you could always set it back to a password of your liking later if you want.
Okay, yeah, that'd be fine. Is my email stoop6811 or is it Beth Staining?
The email that we have for you is, hold on, I got to load that page. It is, yes, scoop6811
okay.
@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Okay. Yeah. That's okay, I got perfect. Actually a chicken coming up, bestdaney@gmail.com.
Let me actually, I'm going to reset the password right now, and then I'm going to resend those login credentials. So that way, if you wait a couple of minutes for that email to come, you can just click on the link and then use the username and password that's in the email, and you'll be able to get right in. So let me find it again. Yep, so other than that, you're good to go. So if you have any questions, you can call me. But other than that, have a really nice weekend coming up, too, okay?
You too. Thank you. All right. Bye.
All right. Thank you, Scott. Okay, bye.
Bye.